took a sad and a sheet and spread it on the Gemara thought it was Sukkis, and the Gemara questioned that with Rabbi Elazar's opinion about not being in one sukkah the entire Sukkis. And then the Gemara just says, no, it was rather, when was it? It was Shabbos?
Yeah.
It was Shabbos. So the Gemara says, V'tifshei lei midideh, you should prove his shita from his own opinion, that he's not allowed to be Pirish Asadin. Why? Because Rabbi Elazar's opinion is that you can't be Moisif Atu and Ol Arai. This is very important. Very important machlok is Rabbi Elazar Chacham. Rabbi Elazar that affects Halach Lamaisa. You're not allowed to build anything in a binyan kavua on Shabbos. That's the malacha of Boine. Right? You're not allowed to add what would be considered a binyan kavua, Rabbi say. That'd be anything that's part of the structure. That includes putting a window into its sockets, putting nailing something into the wall, which is not classic, but it even could be involved with putting a drain on the bottom of a sink, Rabosai. I spoke about this. That's something that's part of the structure. It's mechubar lekarka. Even though it's tashta taisefes, it's just an additional point. That's something that would be usher on Shabbos and something that people should be wary of. But the halacha is, we paskin against Rabbi Elazar. The halacha is that we allow toisefes on oil arai. What would be toisefes on oil arai, Rabbi say? You're adding on a temporary structure.
Lego.
No, Lego.
Lego.
It lasts forever.
Also, Lego, you're building everything. It's not an oil existence. For toisefes to oil arai to be, you have to have an oil. And now I'm being moisif onto that oil.
Lincoln Logs.
I don't know what that
put
is.
Put it on a table. You know the link, like at the ends, they have the little indents on both ends.
The wooden pieces.
Everyone knows what Lincoln
that you take it out?
No,
and then
that's
it
collapses.
That's Jenga. But you stack them in like squares.
And you make like
they look like logs.
Miniature.
Okay, I don't know. Everybody says strollers. You're not allowed to put a rain cover, on top of a stroller. Okay? But if the hood is open and the oil already started from beforehand, so now it's just Tosefis on the oil. Why are you allowed to open and close the hood? So everybody said, guess what? You learned why you're allowed to open and close the hood.
It's part of the structure.
It's Rama and Ochosukkah.
The awning.
Exactly. Since it open and closes, and that's the Derech Tashmisho, that's why you're allowed to open and close it. Otherwise, that would be Usser. That would be an Usser oil on Shabbos. That's very important klal when it comes to binyan. A lot of these place the items that they're tashmish is to be open and closed, that's not considered being boina. So now, if I have an existing structure, and now I'm just adding, and that existing structure is not a binyan kavua, but it's an oil arai, which is like an awning, right? And then I add the press rain cover when it's raining, that would be a situation where it's mutter. Now, a lot of people make that mistake. They put the rain cover when the awning is folded up. That's an Isser. That's Chil Shabbos right there. That's a problem.
How about an umbrella?
An umbrella.
Not for rain, for shade. If there's a difference.
So I'm going to tell you right now. Umbrella is Isser. But what Sofer's saying is 100% correct. Based on the logic that I just presented, based on the Ramah, something that is nature as it opens and closes, an umbrella should be mutter. So the Chazon Ish, the Noda Biyuda was the gadol who asered all umbrellas. And Ada Yoim Azeh, that is the minik. Chazon Ish disagreed with the halachic points of the Noda Biyuda, and we can learn about it if you want. Primarily based on what we're saying, that it's just a press of a button and it opens and closes, and therefore it should be mutter. However, the Chazon Ish said, if you open up an umbrella, you're over an Issa Deraisa. Why? Fascinating. Because once the minig ha'olam is like this, kol ha'peretz geder yishchenu nachash. Anyone who's going to open up this fence and going to argue with this, a nachash should come and bite you. That's someone who argues with the minig ha'olam.
Are you allowed to get an off from it? If it's open already?
I mean, you can't use it.
Can you go to a guy like walking with you and like you want to like him like he asks you if he wants to come under?
Hey, you're like,
no,
I know.
I'm thinking more of like if you're sitting by a pool, God forbid, and yeah.
It's open already before Shabbos?
I mean,
sure.
No, I think some of the ones that, meaning you're sitting by like a pool at the table and you want to open that thing.
Yeah. Okay, but let's say someone opens it on Shabbos.
You want to know if there's...
Let's say someone opens it on Shabbos. Can you now get an offer from it?
Probably, yeah. Person, this is a general Shiloh. A person does Chilul Shabbos. But you have this all the time. People cooked in an inappropriate way and now the food is being served. Can I eat from that food? So this is a shir we probably should discuss.
When the light got turned on and off,
right.
The wrist, it'll leave the...
Right. Well, that's specifically by Amir Lakam, that would be a problem, by Shalom Zachar.
Yeah.
But let's say you have a Jew who did it. A Jew did something that was not allowed.
Is there a difference?
And he did it, there's the Gemara says there's a difference between Shagig and Mezid. And then there's a Machalik, the Mechaber and the Gra had a Paskin. Do we Paskin like the Shittas that say B'Shagig it's Mutter? It's mutter, or do we say that b'shagig it's not mutter? So this is a machlekes. We have to learn the parameters. In a b'dieved situation, there would be what to rely on, especially in this situation where it might be mutter me'ikar adin. It's just that it's the mitig not to, and therefore might not have the k'nas of ma'aseh
Shabbos. Okay. And, is there a difference between Shabbos and Yantiv?
You want to know if Bona is Mutter on Yontif?
Sure.
Didn't we say that it was?
So it's we said that it was. And we learned, this is Geshmach Chazar. We said that Taisus and Shabbos Tzadihei, excellent German. Taisus and Shabbos Tzadihei that says Minatari are allowed to build a house on Yontif. Why are you allowed to build a house on Yontif? It says not, you're not allowed to do Malach on Yontif. Everybody say, what's the answer? Mitoich. Mitoich from what?
Cheese.
That just like you're allowed to make cheese on Yom Tov for Ochel Nefesh, and the malacha of making cheese is what? Is Megabin. And Megabin is a told of Boine. So therefore, you're allowed to build a house on Yom Tov. So Taisa says, why Taka is it Aser? So Taisa says, with a straight face, it's Ovdin Dachol. It's the same reason you're not allowed to swim in a pool on Yom Tov. It's not Shabbistik.
Big stretch though, like going from cheese.
Yeah, that's like the classic. You can't.
It's a big stretch. It's a big stretch, but we don't work with your perception in halacha, or my perception in halacha. That's why we're all smiling.
You're also learning from a tolda. I mean, you're learning from a
tolda. So what Jeremy's saying is something fascinating, which the Pnei Yeshua and Beitza on Daf Yud Beis discusses. The Rambam clearly does not agree with Taisus. The Rambam holds it's aser to, Ram says it's aser to be boine a structure, and it's an issur d'oraisa, which is the way we paskin. That's the way we paskin. It's aser to build a house, and you would get malchus if you get it, at least according to the Rambam. So that could be for many different reasons. Pnei Yeshua says, number one, maybe the Rambam holds megabin is not boine. Or, he suggests, like Jeremy's saying, maybe you can't say mitoich from a tolda to an av. Some other, maybe it's a mitoich svara, maybe it's a... There's a lot of lumdas that can come out of this. But where does this Taisus play out, Lalacha, who remembers? Excellent. This is when, I'm hopping so much on Allah today. Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan Spector says that if your schach falls off, so for you to fix your schach yourself, so that's a Shiloh d'oraisa of Baina on Yontif. But if your schach blew away and you need a sukkah, can you ask a guy? So Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan Spector said, well, there's this concept of shvus to shvus b'makom mitzvah, that you're allowed to ask a guy to do a malacha d'rabbanon for a mitzvah. So why is this only d'rabbanon? So based on Taisus' shita, you could assume that this is only a d'rabbanon. So Maisa, that's the way we paskin. But Rabbi Lazar was not of this opinion. Rabbi Lazar was of the opinion that you're not allowed to even be meisif on an oil arai on Shabbos. V'tifshei lemididei d'snan p'chaka chalon, Rabbi Elazar omer zman shekasher v'toli pokingim bo, v'im lav ein pokingim bo. So Dr. Rashi, zman shekasher v'toli, when the item, the connection, is tied, has some connection, is somehow mechuber at all times, then pokingo came into the metukin v'oimid, since it's attached always, and they're just putting it back in its original place, Ains that low bone of a low mosif. It's not even considered toisefes. I'm not adding any addition that is new at the bottom of chazayin of a beis. V'im lav in poikimbo, but if it's not connected, it's usser. Why is it usser? Because Rabbi Lazar Shita, who we don't paskin like, is that what Tosefes, even on an oil arai, is part of the mlocha of boina. The meisefu al stimas oil. The chachamim oimrim, and chachamim who we pass on, like, say, how do we know what pass on rabbi say? Even if I didn't tell you, how would you know that we pass on like that? If you want to know a split second, how do we know the pasuk like that?
It's second opinion that's quoted.
Wrong.
There's a little
dollar there. So I'm not telling you can rely on that forever, Rabbi saying you should always check it up. But usually, if you want to know quick, you could usually know from that situation.
Yeah, but sometimes we argue with Rambam. It's not like
we don't argue with Shulchan Aruch.
Which
Dalit? Look at Dalit in the Amish book.
It's quoting the Rambam.
Go on.
Says Shofar.
Thank you. Good.
Yeah, but we.
You're still arguing?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, you should look it up, and there might be a Ramah that disagrees, and the Mishnah Berurah might say Yesh Machmir, and there might be a whole shear that your Rebbe has to give about it. Yeah. But I'm just teaching you a little trick. Don't rely on this. I'm not. You don't want the trick? Don't take the trick, Sofer. I'd rather you not take the trick. I'm just telling you, if you're stuck in a situation, you have to quote something, you know, like, most of the time you'll probably be saved by that. But you're right. There are a lot of details that you're going to be missing, and chances are you're going to sound like an Amar. Hasamu de mevatel, aval hocha de loy mevatel lo. So what does that mean? So the Gemara wants to say, what do you mean, according to Rav Lazar, how is this possible? Hello, he holds Tosefes is always usher, so how could you spread a sheet on top of the sukkah? What is the answer at Libby? Even Rabbi Lazar, who says you can't be moisif onto an ol arayin, has a very strict interpretation of binyan on Shabbos. The Gemara was suggesting that Rabbi Lazar would allow you to spread the sheet on top of the sukkah, on top of the sukkah on Shabbos. Why would that be? It wasn't sukkahs, it was Shabbos, right? Why would that be? Why was he late? It's Tosefes oil. So the answer is because it's only Tosefes oil that he would aser if you're taka making it part of the structure and you're going to leave it there. And it's going to be mevutal and be basically part of the existing entity. But if I'm just putting on a shade for a temporary reason, and it's not even part of the entity, so that type of Tosefes, even Rabbi Lazar would subscribe to. So therefore, you can't prove anything that there would be anything problematic, even within Rabbi Lazar's world, of this situation of where he was perish the Sadin on top of the structure on Shabbos. Weiter. Tana Rabbanan. Very easy Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. Maisa Rabbi Lazar Sheshavas Begalul HaElyon. Rabbi Lazar was spending Shabbos in the Galil, in the upper Galil.
It's beautiful.
Yeah? You been there? Okay. Tiv takes a Shabbos there?
No, he had a Shabbos at Rav Amos' house.
Right.
He lives in like the Golan Heights.
He comes in every day?
He comes in on Monday, stays over Monday night, then leaves Tuesday, then he comes in Wednesday, stays over Wednesday night, and leaves Thursday.
He has that in his ksuba?
Yeah. But like, no, they used to live in Yerushalayim, and then his wife and him, like, they're not those type of people that want to. It's so nice up there. This is the best Shabbos of my life.
Up until this year.
Yeah, of course. Best Shabbos of the year.
Tara Bonan.
Actually, it was this year. It's
was this year?
Yeah, it was this year.
Don't say anymore.
Tana Rabbanan, Maisa Rabbalazar Shabbos Begalul HaElyon, Bishalu Shloshim Alochas Be'ilchos Sukkah. And they asked him 30 Shailas in Ilchos Sukkah. Wow. Shtei Mesrei Amar Lem Shamati. For 12 of them he said, I heard. Shmoy Nesra Amar Lahem Shamati. Rabbi, so you're allowed to say, I don't know. You're allowed to say, what's a raya, everybody say?
Rashi.
Oh, Ezra, how do you know what I'm thinking? This week's parsha. This week's parsha. Rashi writes. This past week's parsha.
Yeah.
Any idea?
Yeah.
I'm still holding before Tuesday.
Okay.
Vayishlach. Teres Agolos. You got it. This is the parsha. Vayishiv also. Every parsha is Kivaldik. Tarabonim. So he said, I don't know. I didn't hear. You're allowed to say, I don't know. Rashi says, I don't know. Rashi. But again, as Max Harvey pointed out, when he said Rashi says, I don't know, he pointed out to the shir that we had in Sanhedrin. Might be reading shir for Sanhedrin?
No.
As you remember, there's two types of Eni Yodea. There's an Eni Yodea. The Rambam writes a Chalois Eni Yodea. There's a Dayan who says Eni Yodea, but we pointed out in the Rambam that he's not a person that just says, like, oh, I don't know. Like sits there in front of me in the Bechina and says, I have no idea. No, it's a chalois any idea. It means he has three tzadim lakan and three tzadim lakan and he's not sure how to be machriya. Rambam says, that's a person you should count on the Bezdin. That's a person that's going to be helpful in the verdict. He's not like a lemela, you know? Baita. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Chilif Advarim. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it was the opposite. 18 things he heard and 12 things he didn't hear. Shmoyne Esrei Omer Lam Shamati, 18 he heard. Shteim Esrei Omer Lam Shamati, but 12 of them he said, I didn't hear. Omer Lo Kol Dvarcha Einan Ela Mipi Hashmua. Whoa. Rashi says in second line, Bitmia? Look at what they said to him. Taka Pela Gemara. Let's say I tell you, I don't know. I didn't hear this. When you'd be asking me a shaila, right? What'd they say back to him? I don't get it, Rebbe. Everything that you say has to be from something you heard. We want to know what you think. We want to know what your psak is, right? So far, this is the source for chutzpah, right? This is, Amar lahem, his kaktuni loymar dover shaloy shamati mipi Rabbi Yisai. Rashi says, his kaktuni, koloymar, you're forcing me to say something that I didn't hear from my Rebbe, and that's not something that is one of my midos. Let's look at the Marasha quickly on this Gemara. Oh, what does it say?
That anything you do has to be from Misora. It says you have to learn. You can't just make up based off your
Sfarah,
it has to be based off
of Masaira.
Yeah, but it's not always possible to base everything off of Zohar.
So I think what he's trying to say is that, like the Chazon Ish said, everything is signaled and has roots in the Torah. And even if you have something brand new that didn't come up in generations in past, but it has to be rooted off of similar Svaras that existed in similar scenarios. And I don't think that Kodesh Baruch Hu would give you a challenge that you can't find those roots. You might not be capable yourself. You might have to ask Eitzah. But you have to be Medam and Milsa La Milsa to things that are already existing in the Torah and in the Maser. So the Marasha says, the Hainu, in the first Marasha in the Chidushi Agodas, on Chav Chesmer Aleph, the Hainu, Agid Lachem Midosi Vezu Achas, man. I'm going to tell you my Midos, and this is one of them. Meaning, what was his response? His response was, oh, I'm going to tell you that this is one of my midas that I hold of, that I don't say anything that's not from my Rebbe. Keperish Rashi. V'gam shekol elu midas kibo merabo. And also, all of these midas that we're about to list, I got from my Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. K'demasik v'rav lozer talmido ha yonoig acharov. Mikomokom hamidas lo shaman merabo. Elo ro shenoag rabo kach. Says the Marsha, but you should know, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai didn't say these things. How did he know? How did Rabbi Elazar know? How did Rabbi Elazar know to act in these ways, Rabosai?
Because
he watched him. So that's what the Gemara is saying. The Noah Gam who came, but Oydi Shloimar the Belashim Bitmi Akamalev Chitas Kekuni Loimar Dover Shloshamati Varimoydi Doisai Vezu Achsman Who Midas the Rabbi Yochanan Zaka Chashiv Harbe Midas Lo Chashiv Lu the Rabbi Elazar. Afagav the Rabbi Elazar Noah Gachron Mekulin K'demashal Lekamon. Fine. So then the Marsha asked why it didn't list all the anhagos that Rabbi Elazar used to keep. So one pshat is that he's just saying, this is one of my midos, and I'm going to tell you my midos. And I accepted all this from my Rebbe. But the Marasha says, but he didn't hear the midas from him. He watched him. He watched him. So that's why now we're going to get into all the midas that he learned from his Rebbe. So according to this Marasha, there's two ways to learn from a Rebbe. There's number one, to hear the Divrei Torah. And number two, to act, to see the way he acts in different predicaments and different scenarios. Good. Mashal, you could see, like you were talking about before, Silver, you watch Rav Tversky over Shabbos. It's not just what he says, or even if he doesn't have a voice, you can't hear him. It's kedai to go to his shmuz just to watch how he stands. Rav Asher Arieli, you know, I was in Shir, you know, so my Yiddish is not incredible. So I used to, he used to give shit in Yiddish when I was in the mirror. So I used to figure out the Shirim based on the Sugyas. My Yiddish is a little better now because now I started listening much more often to the Tol Nareva. But it was like really the beginning stage of my Yiddish. I finished Smicha here and I went to Eretz Yisrael. So I used to go to his Shir. So in the Lamdash Sugyas, I figured it out because most of the time I saw the Makaris already that he was quoting. So I was able to figure out when he quoted certain Makaris what he was saying with the little Yiddish that I knew. So I was able to put the pieces, it was hard, I was able to put basically the pieces together. But when he would give a shmooze, so that was all shmooze. So it was all no sources. So it was all like, you either know the language or you don't. So I would be sitting there like, I have no idea what's going on. But it was still beneficial because I watched this huge anav giving Musar and just watching him, like looking like a malach. Like the Gemara says, if your Rebbe is like a malach Hashem Tzvakos, then kableim, you know, if not, you should be Zurich, his Hanhagas, Kiklipa, and just extract the Torah. That's what the Gemara says. So that's true when it comes to Rebbe Lazar as well.
Huh?
Same thing.
Yeah.
Okay. So you should learn
Hebrew. No,
but you should learn Hebrew.
I understood most of it, but like...
His Hebrew is not so hard, actually.
Well, no, he speaks very, very simply. Yeah. But like, there was a point where it was like, we were low on time, so he was speaking really fast.
Right.
And that's really hard.
Right. So what was the Shiran?
I didn't get into the process.
Okay.
I can't just like spit back.
So what are the Hanhagas that I accepted from my Rebbe? In my days, there was never someone who perceived. I just want to save you from the recording, so yes.
I know what he said.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. I'm actually going to break the shear in order that you say it, so that everyone knows that you actually know what he said.
he said that there's a big connection between Sukkot and
Hanukkah. Yeah, sure. What's the Raya? The Gemara. The Gemara says. The Gemara says Parei Achag. The Gemara says you go.
No, it's not like that. It's in
Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says you go down a day in every Adlaka because of like the Parei Achag.
It's in Halacha also.
That is Halacha.
Yeah, I'm saying it can't be over 20 Avos. It can't be.
The Raisa, the Rabbanon, you're right. Taisis, that base.
Of course.
Yeah. Okay. Velo Yeshanti Bebeis HaMedrash. I forget who says, but. The Durabonan holidays were connected the Daraisa holidays. So Hanukkah is connected Sukkot and Purim is connected Shavuos. Yeah. Rav Hutner has a whole piece on it.
The Rambam.
Kabbalah Satara.
The Rambam says that you're not supposed to make a bracha on Hallel and a few other things, right? Because it's not really connected.
The minig. Yeah, this was Rabbi Apfel's here.
The Sephardis don't say Hallel.
No, the Sfaris don't say a bracha.
No, the Sfaris don't say bracha. The Sfaris don't say bracha. But the Rambam doesn't say anything by Hanukkah.
The Rambam says that even the Hadlaka in a Beis HaKnesses, you say a bracha. The Kash is why.
Yeah, why? So he says that the bracha of Hanukkah is literally, it's part of the...
Pirsumanis, yeah. There's a few rise to that. Good. Lo yashanti bebeis hamedrash. So no one ever preceded me to the Beis Medrash. This was his anhagas. He was the first one in the Beis Medrash every day. Rabbi Lazar. Lo yashanti bebeis hamedrash. Lo yishnas kenev lo yishnas harai. I never even fell asleep once, even for a small little nap in the Beis Medrash. Lo yinachti adam bebeis hamedrash. And no one ever left the Beis Hamedrash before me. Right?
What?
Below Yinachli Adam Beis Hamedrash V'Yatzasi.
Meaning he was the last one.
After one. Below Sichati Sichas Chulin. And I never spoke Dvarim B'Telem. Rashi. Divrei Havai V'Schok Klomer Masha Sipik B'Yadi Lo Mipnei B'Chol Eile V'Yiev Shar Sha'amur Rav Osei Dover V'Beis Medrash V'Lo Shamati V'Masha Lo Shamati Lo Omer Shkachaya Midasi. So I never spoke Divrei Havai Dvarim B'Telem. Lo Marti Dover Shlo Shamati Mipi Rabo Rabbi Mi'Olam. And I never said any halacha that I didn't hear from my Rebbe, and that's why he's saying all of this right now. Amr Lov, and now the Gemara continues. Amr Lov al Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and they said on Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai similar things. Miyamav lo sach sichas chulin. From his days, he never discussed sichas chulin. Rabbi Yosef Sfasemes says something meridic here. He doesn't. I'm extracting from the Sfasemes. Sfasemes has a basic question. Sfasemes says, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, anyone have a kavitz? You just run quickly. Sasema says, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the Gemara tells us, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was Isaac Bik Prakmatia the first 40 years of his life. So how could that stem with this Gemara? Lo sach sichas chulin. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was Isaac Bik Prakmatia, he was doing business for the first 40 years of his life before he started learning. Before he started becoming the Rosh Yeshiva and before he was involved in Torah. So what does it mean he was not sach sichas chulin?
In the Beis Medrash.
That's not what the Gemara says. Mi yomai loy sach di sichas chulin. That's not the Pashup Shat. That's true. That's a good point.
There's two births in life. There's when you're actually physically born and when you're really born. Meaning when you start learning, start becoming a better person.
Wow, like that shot.
I don't know who says it, but I heard once that Moshe Rabbeinu died, he was born and died on his birthday. And that's the sign of a real
Shleimus Hayamim, yeah.
But someone explains that everyone dies on their birthday. It's just not always the birthday that you're born with. It's
ooh,
the birthday
that's Givaldic. I like that.
Wow, we haven't tested that.
Listen to this. Listen to this, Svas Emes.
You can't know what I'm saying.
Amru al Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai miYaakov loki. Tzarich lomer dahainu mishehischa lilmod. Kind of like what Sofer was saying. I think Sofer's just giving up shot. I like his shot. It can't mean that he was when he was born because mem shana asap beprakmatia kediisa brash shana daf lamed alfa mabez. He was in business for 40 years. So Sofer could just add pshat in that. So why does it mean Yomai? Because that's really his Yom, and that's when he was born, according to Sfas Emes. Gami shlomer de miyomav hainu mishehischa leishev barosh. Maybe he means miyomai when I became a Rosh Yeshiva. Right? Then says the Sfas Emes, Rabbi Yisai, he ends off like this. Miu miloshon rashi dira maschel sichas chulin, mashma, de Rabbi Lazar na gamkein bifnei rabba. Ayin Shom. He says, Rashi di Ramaschal Sichas Chulin. That what? Sichas Chulin divrei Havai v'schoik. Kloimar, mashasiba biyad lo mipnei. What's that word?
Shalotarachti.
V'chol eila v'iyev shersha amur rabbi yisei dover bebeis medrash v'lo shamatif. Meaning everything, it's not that I didn't try to hear it, but I heard everything in the Beis Medrash. U'mashamat, shmash lo shamati lo yomar shekacha yomidasi. So what does Sfas Emes want to say? Miu miloshon Rashi di Ramaschal sichas chulin mashma de Rabbi Lozer nak nog kein gam befnei rabo ayin shom. Meaning, it was even in the earlier years when he wasn't Yoshev Rosh. So Rabbi Yisai, perhaps one could suggest that miyama is taken literally. But perhaps that's not what's considered sichas chulin, the pashup pshat. If a person is involved in trying to create a parnasa and trying to be a ben Torah in the real world, why is that necessarily sichas chulin? That's also isik mitzvah. He was makbid that when he was in the world of pragmatia, that he would be as Torahdik as he was when he was a Rosh Yeshiva and when he was a Yoshev Rosh. So We could say different pshatim. I like Sofer's pshat a lot also, that you could have a rebirth. Or you don't even have to say like that. You could say, no, adarabba. The kasha is the teretz. Miyamai loisachti sichas chulin, I was a ben Torah, and I was just as halig as I was as a Rosh Hashiva in the years of the Gemara and Rosh Hashanah of Prakmatia. Viter. And I never went Dalet Amos without learning. And without tefillin. Also, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, no one ever preceded him to the Beis Medrash. And never slept in the Beis Medrash. Not a permanent sleep and not a temporary sleep. How much is a permanent sleep, Rabbi Isai? Machloikis. Shisin Neiman, the Gemara says. Either 3 hours, a half an hour, or 3 minutes. So what Ezra is saying is the psak of the Mishnah Berurah, that a half hour is what's koivea for Birkas HaTorah and for all those halachas, that all comes out of the Gemara Rabbi said that we learned. That shisin neiman, that's guaranteed on your bechina. Shisin neiman, the amount of time. If I flew back for where I flew back last week, and I had a big suffix. I will talk about this another time, a big suffix. I wasn't sure if I slept a half hour, but that was all based on this Gemara. Did I sleep a half hour or not because of shisin neiman? Because we don't paskin 3 minutes and we don't paskin 3 hours. We paskin the middle shita of 30 minutes. That's the Mishnah Berurah's Hachra. So then my suffix was, can I ask my wife to be motzi me in Birkas HaTorah? So we'll talk about that. It's a big problem.
Was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai the Rebbe of Rabbi
Elazar? Yeah.
So they both said that no one beat them to the base measures?
Right. They were different ages.
I'm saying at some point they had to be the same
age. He got it from his Rebbe. No, if I care. Adrabba. The Marsha says, Rabbi Elazar knew it because he used to watch his Rebbe what he would do. So how did he know, learn to do it? Because that's what his Rebbe did.
Rebbe.
Yeah.
Don't we say...
Oh, you're saying in those years that they were both in the Beis Medrash, how did it work? Yeah. I don't know.
Also,
I think the Hakpadah was there. I don't know.
The Mishnah Berurah says you have to make a new Rabbah.
When?
By taking a nap.
No. I'm talking about if you wake up in the morning. We don't make a Birkas HaTorah after taking a nap.
I think your Shlomo Zalman says 3 hours you would have to make a Birkas HaTorah.
In the day?
Yeah.
Just show it to me.
That's the problem for Shavuos.
That's the problem for Shavuos staying up. Yeah, right. Exactly. But there it's Vada, you know, right? That's Machlokes the Russian. The Rush and the Rashba, whether or not Birkas HaTorah is every morning or it's based on Shina. So that's why we're choshish for a bracha, so therefore we make sure someone is motzi. So the Shiloh, someone asked me a few weeks ago, and then I had the Shiloh. I had a suffix if I slept 30 minutes, and then I wanted my wife to be motzi me. But my wife might not be chayiv in Birkas HaTorah the same way I'm chayiv in Birkas HaTorah. Stamazoy on a regular day, my wife can't be motzi me. So it's not so pashut.
Who did
you really ask? No, I was, what was the Akhra? I think I had a sex faker. I think because it was, oh no. I think in B'di'evid, the Mishnah Berurah writes, no, that's what I did. I think that I was machmir, and therefore I said it, because b'di'eved, if there's no one else to be might to you, I think the ikra din, first of all, I had a suffix whether or not maybe I slept. And even so, maybe those rishonim are right that you could say it every day. So that was a svek sveka. And in addition to that, a lot of poskim say b'di'eved, where there's no one there to be might to you, so then you're allowed to, the Ikar Adin is possible like the Shittas that we do make a bracha, so therefore.
Don't people say that the Vilna Gaon never slept more than a half hour?
I don't know.
Like, what?
2 hours, a half hour,
anything. Yeah, half hour every.
Okay, let's go by there. So the Gemara says.
6 hours.
Could be.
Below here, B'muvos, Hamutunafim, and he never thought in Divrei Torah in areas that were disgusting. And you never found him Yoshe V'daimim Eliyoshe v'shoyne. I have a kash on this line. You never found him not Yoshe v'doyme, sitting there quietly. Eliyoshe v'shoyne, but always learning. I understand, it just said, v'loy halach dalet ames, v'loy teira. He was always learning. Right? So what does that mean? What's the chiddush of this line?
Wait, even
why can't
you say that the Dalai was without Torah, he's thinking that.
Oh. So the mile over here is Rabbi say exactly, excellent. The mile over here that Gemara is telling you is that what, and I heard this from Rav Avadia Yosef, that when you're learning the Divrei Torah, you gotta speak it out. You gotta enunciate it. You gotta sing it. Don't just make it like a reading a novel. Get into it. Scream. Speak it out. Tell your chavrusa. Or even if you're learning by yourself. It makes a difference. Gam shaya efshar bilimud iune ikara begirsish de shkura befiv, says the Maharsha. V'loy tishkachak damrinu v'kamim komos. You see from this that it's an added maila from the Gemara. You see that the ikar limud Torah is the shkura befiv. He was saying, Rabbi Avadia, there's machlokes, the machaber, and the gro, whether or not we make birkas haTorah on hearer. Are you allowed to think about divrei Torah before you make birkas haTorah in the morning?
We just said that. Was it? At the 9 o'clock meeting, we just said that. We just went over that halacha.
You
said no.
Right, so machlokes, the machaber, and the gro. Yeah. Right. Machaber says you don't, machaber says you're allowed to, and the gro says you're not, and we're machaber for the gro. That's exactly. So Rabbi Avadia said, even according to the Gra, the Iker Talmud Torah is still to enunciate it and to speak. That's the Iker, even if you're Yotze Talmud Torah and it's your Chayat Mivarach Torah, but the Iker Talmud Torah, it's not that the Mechaber held that it wasn't Talmud Torah, it's just that the Iker Talmud Torah is with speaking. And therefore, that's what requires the Birkas of Torah on. And that's what you see from this Gemara, with Marsha saying. Not only did I always think in Torah, but when I learned Torah, and I was always learning Torah, you never heard me being quiet. I was never Yoshev Adayman. And Rabbi says, it makes sense from a psychological perspective. If you don't get involved in the Torah, if you don't start shuckling, if you don't speak it out, if you don't create a niggin, so then it's just going to be like a book and you're going to fall asleep. But once you make it and you give life to it, you inject a reality to it, you inject an enthusiasm into it, you inject life into the Gemara and you say it and you're not Yoshev Adayme, so then the Gemara is not going to be Yoshev Adayme. The Gemara is going to be Geshmak. A lot of lessons just going through a Gemara Rashi and Maharsha Rabbeisai that you can learn from just the Maisa, the Sipuri Maisios of the Tanoim. This is unbelievable. So far, you hear what this is? There was no one else who opened up the doors for his Talmidim than him, the Rebbe himself. He wanted to show his Talmidim, which is also something that's very important, that I value you, that I respect you, and that I believe in you. And that's why I, although you're chayiv and kavod to me, I am giving you chabad you, and I'm going to hold the door for my Talmidim. Which is something that's important. It's very important that Talmidim understand the stature of the Rebbe, but it's also very important that the Rebbe understands and is mechabed the stature and shows the Talmidim that he believes in them. And that's what he did. Which some might say that I could see people not believing in this Gemara. This is not appropriate. This is not the derech of a Rosh Yeshiva, of a Tana, of a Gadol B'Torah to do. But you see that no, if it means that I'm going to develop and I'm going to push in the future, then I'm going to do something that's not necessarily going to be so highly accepted if it's going to create a belief for my Talmidim. Lo Amar Davar Shelo Shamari Pei Rav Me'olam. Lo Amar Higia Eis Lamoid B'Beis HaMedrash Chutz Me'arvei Psachim Ve'arvei Yom Kippurim. He would never leave the Beis Medrash except for Erev Pesach, which has the mitzvah of Shechitas HaPesach, Be'erev Yom Kippurim, which has the mitzvah of Achila, Chena Yerub Lazar, Talmida Noeg Achrov. And that's exactly what we said before, Ezra, that Rabbi Lazar followed all of his footsteps and did everything that he did. Tana Rabbanan, our rabbis taught in a braisa, Shmoinim Talmidim, Hayla Lehillah Zakein. There were 80 Talmidim for Hillah Zakein. Why 80 the Mepharshim speak about? Marsha say? Because Hillel taught for 80 years, I think. I think in Baba Basra, you might say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Yesh Nochlin. Tan Rabban Shmayim Talmidim Ayulah Zakein. And there were 30 of the Talmidim, the top notch of the Talmidim, the A class, the Sunday morning comers, that used to what? That would be Roy for Ashras Ashchina, for Moshe Rabbeinu. It's over, you picked a good week to come. Like Moshe Rabbeinu. And 30 of them, what? They were fit that what? That he could stop the sun. Where was that, Rabbi Yisai? Givon, what? Where was it? Givon Don, no? That was where it was, right? When Yeshua stopped the sunset?
Didn't also
Moshe Rabbeinu stop the sunset?
It didn't also Rashbi?
Ah, so that's, who asked this kasha? Someone asked this kasha.
Rashbi also, no?
Who asked this kasha?
Isn't that a thing? Rashbi also stopped the sunset?
Yeah, but we're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu. So why is it jumping from Moshe Rabbeinu to Yeshua? So this is the Marshal's kasha. You see the Marshal? Underneath the Marshal is the Chachma Shlomo, who's the Marshal, or Shlomo Luria, the Chachma Shlomo. Shetamalom Achoma Ki Yeshua. You have it, Ezra?
Yeah.
The first of the, you see, you have it? So Zok the Marshal, the Lemoshe Nami Amdochama. Moshe also stopped the sun. Dinafkalan. Dinafkalan achal. El mishum de'ein chashuvin kolkach k'moshe. Tolon b'yoshua. So the Marshal says that the reason is because what? The reason is that these Talmidim were not able to say that they were mamish on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. And yet, they still were valuable. So we needed a person that had the ability to stop the sun, but was still on the level of, was still not on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's why we needed to go down a darga. Not that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't able to stop the sun, but these Talmidim weren't comparable to Moshe Rabbeinu, and yet they still have a tremendous chus. So that's why we chose this people. We chose Yeshua above and beyond Moshe Rabbeinu. But But I forget where I saw this chat somewhere. And perhaps it was Bedafka that the Torah wanted to, the Gemara wanted to choose Yeshua, similar to what Sofer was saying. Yeshua was the first in the Kabbalah Satira. Yeshua was the first in Moshe Rabbeinu kibel Torah Misinai u'masra le'Yoshua. Yoshua is the first Talmud. So to now be able, if you will, with the koyach of Torah Shebal Peh, with the koyach of the Mesiras HaTorah, to be able to do wonders, and to be able to still stop the sun, that's a tremendous maila, that even though Moshe Rabbeinu himself was able to stop the sun, but it's not as much of a chiddush, you hear what I'm saying? Moshe Rabbeinu was pal peh at the Aberbo. Moshe Rabbeinu saw the Shechina himself. So, Moshe Rabbeinu could stop the sun. I want a chiddush that even Yeshua was a kli kibul of the Torah. That he could stop the sun. That's a grace of chiddush. Yeshua represents what? The Diburi HaTorah. Yeshua represents Kabbalah HaTorah. Yeshua represents Torah Shebal Peh. And Afal Pichin, he was able to be mekabel the sun. Stop the sun. Maybe that's the answer to the Marshal. That's what the Gemara is highlighting. Everybody say, Mark, I got it to Zarkavaldik. You say this. the Parsha Shmuz after Parsha Shmuz. Every line of Agarata. Can't machavekin of Agarata. I used to do that when I was a young boy. When I was Talmud. No, I wouldn't say I skipped it because I still wanted to make a Siyum. But like I would not take it as seriously. I would think that it's just like it's stories and it's a way. But then as I got older, I realized like these are the foundations in Emunah. These are the foundations in Ashkafa. These are really you got to take these Gemaras just as serious, if not more serious. It might not be halacha lemaisa, might not be halacha, might not have the dalids on the top that you can argue. Do we hold like the Shulchan Aruch? You know, but it's more fundamental. It's the foundation. It's before we get to that. It's what gets us out of bed in the morning. And also, I became a Rav. I had to make drushes. No. Esrim Beinonim. Then there were 20 more Talmidim that were middle average. Gadol Shebegulan, who was the greatest Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who was it? Yoinason ben Uziel, Targum Yoinason. That was the greatest of the Talmidim. Katan Shebekulan, who was the worst of all of his Talmidim? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai.
It's not a bad read.
Exactly. Amar Allah al Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So just to give a little details to not a bad range to what Sofer just said, the Gemara clarifies. Let me just explain to you who Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was. Shaloi niach mikra u'mishna gemara halachas v'agodas dikduki ter v'dikduki sofrim kalam v'chamurim gzeir shavas tkufas v'gamatrius. He knew all this. Basically, if we would say in our terms, bakin kol haTorah kula and then some. Right? Rashi says, gemara zui svara shayetanoim achroinim medaktik medivrei rishonim hastum lefarsham v'litin lem tam, giving regional rationales to the his predecessors, Kemosha also Amoraim Acharatanoim, just like the Amorim did for the Tanoim, Shepirshu Divrei Tanoim. Basically, all of the Amoraim is to elaborate and to explain what the Tanoim and the Mishnah and the Brises actually meant. But they said it very terse and very shorthandedly. The Kavu Bahem Gemara Vaoso Diak Shemiyem Tanoim Nikra Shas. And in the times of the Tanoim, that existed also. It's not like the Tanoim were something and then Amoraim started to elaborate on the Tanoim. No, there were later Tanoim that were Bekiim in the earlier Tanoim, what they said, and that's how Gemara came into existence. Halachos means halach l'mosh b'sinai. Kegon, god v'lov of dofnakuma, shiurin, chatzitzin, mechitzin, eser, netios, arav v'nisachamayim. All these are examples of the halach l'mosh b'sinai. He was holding it every single halach l'mosh b'sinai. Dikduke tur, ribui oisio shabayim lidrosh behem. When you have an extra os to Darshan, what were all the drushes he knew? Ribuyim umiutim kagona ezrach lotzi anoshish dikdaka terrible shana lichtov a sisir lulam. Dikduke say from what's that? Shosipa ladaktik achar maisa abrius, ulahachmer velaso siagva as naim latera. How did you know when to protect the Torah? Durabonans vigozugzeris and things that were there to shape the Torah, make sure that we would keep, that make sure that we wouldn't do an avera. And how do you know that Dikduke Sofrim is referring to Durabonans? Says Rashi, the kavasabi bukharis. A very important halacha in Bechiris. Ger abal lekabel satayra based on this halacha lemaisa. Ger that comes in and he wants to be mekabel satayra. Chutz midavre echad, except for one halacha, you tell him to leave the room. He will not be accepted to be a ger. Ein mekabel no sir. B'yosi amar afilu diktuk echad midiktuhi sofrim. Even just a gzeira, even just a geder, a fence to the Torah that's derabanan. If he doesn't want to accept it, we will not accept it. Now, what does that mean? What happens if a ger slips up and he speaks some lashon hara? Is his gerus invalid? Excellent question. That's something that Rav Moshe Feinstein discusses in the tshuva. When do we accept? When do we not accept him? Avada, we're going to accept in such a way. We all slip up. This is a problem with the Kabbalah. If you're going in and you're saying, I do not accept every single geder and every single derabanan, every single enactment of the rabbis, that is a problem with your acceptance of the laws. That is a problem with your Kabbalah Samitzis. That's something initially that you're now making impinged on your accepting. That's something that you can't deal with. And Gzer Shavis and Tkufis, he knew even the Mahalach of the sun and the moon, Gematrius, all the different Gematrius. Rashi says the halachas that you learn from Gematrius, like how do you know that a Nazir is 30 days? It's from a Gematria. The Gemara says, Yehiyez, 30 days. So you knew all this. But then what was fascinating, Rabbi Yisai, is he knew, listen to this, Sichus Malachi Asharis. He understood the speech of Malachim, is Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and this is the weakest Talmud of Hillel. V'sikras Shedim, and he knew the conversation of the demons. And this is my most interesting one. This is my favorite one. V'sikras Tkalim. What does that mean?
The trees.
The conversation of the trees. Everybody, see, ever hear this? That when the wind blows the trees, trees are communicating with each other, right? So he understood how to understand the trees, and they were speaking, and there's some communication. So there are some mafarshim that say that Rashi writes, "Lo yadana mayi." I'm not sure what that is, but maybe it means conversation. Other. Marshal says a different shot. What does Marshal say? You're not allowed to cut down a tree because of a pasuk in the Torah if it's a fruit tree.
Say a non-fruit tree.
Not fruit tree. There's stipulations that in certain situations depends on the case. No, it doesn't make a difference. Applies here also. Depends on the situation, on tzorich and whatever. Fine. Weiter. Mashalos. Kovsin, Mashallah Shualin, all of this he understood. Davar Gadol v'Davar Katan, Davar Gadol Ma'ase Merkava, he understood Ma'ase Merkava. Davar Katan, Avayis D'Abayis D'Rava, he knew how to explain and answer on his own all the sveikas of Abayin Rava. L'kayim Mashanemar, as the Pasuk says, L'hanchil Oiva Yesh V'Oitzesreim Amalei. He was able to, on his own, fill up all of the storehouses with his own svaras to answer all the questions. Havayis d'avayi v'chimeachas shekatan shebekulan kach gadol shebekulan alachas kama v'kama. So what do you mean? If that, like Sofer says, if that's your weakest Talmud, so then isn't your greatest Talmud alachas kama v'kama have all this? Amar olav av Yochanan ben Elzios b'shash Yosef Yosef Gittera, listen to his greatest Talmud, that when he was what? Learning Torah, what happened? Yonasan ben Ozio, kol oif shepareach olav miyad nisraf. Any bird that was flying over the Beis Medrash that he was learning in would what? Would be burnt up in a second. Why? What's proud with that? What's the reason for that? Like, Stam is just like, cool. This is like what we just. It is cool, but like the Gemara is not Universal Studios. Like what just happened over here? So Taisus says something gevaldic. So Rashi says Shemalachi Asharis Miskatzin Sviva Lishmo Devei Torah Mipiv, because the Malachim wanted to hear, and that's, I guess, the Malachim automatically come with fire. I don't know. That's an exact shot with Rashi, but Taisus makes a lot of sense, and I thought Taisus was a Geshmaka Machayev. Rabbi say, Taisus says, Kol Osha Parech Olav Mi'ad Nisra, the top Taisus, Shadvarim Smechim Kinesinasam, V'Sinai Shinas Natar, V'Eish. Rabbi say, Har Sinai experience is not a historical event. It's something that's constant. And if you really get into it like it's Har Sinai, you could create fire. Because that's what we say the bracha every day, Rabbi say. We don't say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Nasan Hatayru. We say Baruch Hashem, Noisen Hatayru. Nesinas Hatayru has to be experienced. Kabbalah Hatayru has to be an experience that's constant. That's Kachadoshim Beinecha. Rashi says all Hatayru. It's as if we're getting our Sinai right now. So it's not such a pella, this Gemara, that there should be fire. Because if you really zone in and go into the way and experience Kabbalah Hatayru today, like the way they did there, so then you're also going to have the fire that came down with it, which is an absolute peril.
Exactly,
based on the bracha of Noisei Natar. Exactly. It's already in the Noisei Kelev and Shulchan Aruch. The Bach talks about it. It's a constant kiyum. So now, if you come from that perspective, Sofer, and you wake up in the morning and say, "Whoa, Maimed Har Sinai is today," so then it's not such a pella for you to think that there might be fire with it. That's just, it's the problem is just we have so many distractions. We don't have the ability to zone into it. But Otherwise, if you don't believe in this, it's a bracha levatala weshler for you to say, no, you say not Torah. So this oif, being nisraf, is part of that bracha that we recite every day when we say, no, you say not Torah. Zok the Mishnah, Rabbi Yisai, Mishnah that we're very familiar with. Misha Yerosha Veruah B'sukkah V'Shulchanah B'sukkah Bayis. A person that was majority in the sukkah and his shulchan was B'sukkah Bayis. Means his entire shulchan, the Magen Avraham says, right? Beis Shammai Poislin U Beis Hillel Machshirin. Beis Shammai say it's Pasul and Beis Hillel say it's Kasher. I don't understand, Rabbi Yisai. I'm not understand. What's the halacha, Rabbi Yisai? When Beis Shammai say it's Pasul, does that mean really Pasul? Or does that mean that it's not Gishmak?
It's not Gishmak. It's inside the
Sukkah.
It's
Machlokas. No, he said.
Rather not.
Who's the Machlokas?
Tosfos and the Ron.
Tosfos and the Ron. Tosfos and the Ron. Machlokas, what do you take this Gemara literally? Because in this halacha, Rabbi Sui, we.
Because Bisham, I would say, it's you go to be.
According to the Ran.
Yeah.
But again, we had a Gemara earlier that said by Yisukkah Ktana that Beis Shammai says it's possible. Shaila was, are they arguing about the same thing also when it comes to a Yisukkah Gdoila? That now has ramifications on whether or not Beis Shammai, we paskin like Beis Shammai even by Yisukkah Gdoila. Even on the Tzad that we paskin like Beis Shammai by Yisukkah Gdoila, does that mean that you didn't do it in a Geshmak way? It wasn't L'chadchila Mitzvah Menavokhor? Or does it mean that it's puzzle? That's machlokes Tosfos and the Ran. So that's an example, according to Tosfos, that you could take a derabanan, a gzeira derabanan, and uproot a deraisa with that scenario.
So how do you read the Mishnah according to the Ran?
What's the problem?
How
meaning, why does it say puzzle? Why is it?
No.
How do you read that part?
So the Ran says what it means is exactly like we say in Arvi Psachim. That's what we learned. That it said that Kol Shelo Amar Shlosha Dvarim Elu in Sipri Yitzis Mitzrayim Lo Yatzi Yidei Chavasa. Doesn't mean Lo Yatzi Yidei Chavasa over there. It means you weren't Yotze in your strongest way.
Also,
even there, that's a machlik, is whether or not that's what that means. The Rambam says if you don't say these three things, what's the halacha? You're taka not Yotze. And that's why I said if the women are in the kitchen, they should make sure to come out according to that Rambam to make sure to say those things. But that's all sukkis machlik. Pesach, it's all one big machlekes whether or not to take the words literally. But even on the tzad to say that, like Taisus, how do you understand Taisus Shita? You have to be assuming that the Durabonans have the ability to be ma'akir a koyach de'oraisa. Adin de'oraisa, yeah.
Wouldn't the Mishnah say, like, wouldn't the Mishnah qualify so we go to Sittana? Like, I don't think the Ran is, I don't think the Ran is the basis here.
They're not debating. Tosfos is also maskim. No one's debating that this case over here, you'll see in the story, was a sukkah gedolah. The question is just whether or not the same issue, the same
why
thing.
Why wouldn't Mishnah just say sukkah
gedolah? No, sukkah gedolah was already said on Daf Gimel. That's exactly the proof. That was nischadish on Daf Gimel. This was talking about a sukkah gedolah. Then the question is whether or not the same machlokes applies to both.
Is Pesulim and Psulim the same thing? Meaning,
who?
Like the mission is Psulim, but like on the first mission Sukkah, it says that above 20 is Pesulim. Does that mean also over there that the Ram would say that?
No, that's not debated, right? No, that's Pesulim.
Well, I mean, why is that?
Yeah,
I, mean, why
yeah
is that?
I don't know. How do you deal with the Lashon of Pesulim? I mean, Paisel and Pasel is not the same thing. Paisel means they would say that that's not acceptable.
I mean, it's just Psula, is that,
Psula means Bidyevit.
Huh? Posum is more
Mahmer? No.
Psula is more
Mahmer. Yeah. Amrlem Beisilla Beishamai. So Beisilla said to Beishamai, what do you mean? Like Kachai and Maisa? Wasn't there a story like this? Everybody said the opening shmuz of our Masechta. Maisa Shaolchu Zikne Beishamai, Zikne Beisilla. The Zekenim of Beisham is Ekmina Levakris or Yechon Ben Achurnis. Doesn't say in our Girsa here that he was sick. There's another Girsa that they went to be Mavakir him. The whole story with the Avin Nezer only works out is if you assume that the Girsa of that he was a Chayla. And they saw that they was only sitting in the majority in the Sukkah of Shulchanah B'toch HaBayis and the Shulchan was in the Bayis. Below Amr Lo Dover, and they didn't say anything to him. Amr Lo Hem Beishamai. So you see, Beis Hillel said, and they didn't say anything. So you see, apparently, you're Yotzei Mitzvah Sukkah by the fact that they didn't say anything. So Beis Shammai responded back, Misham Ra, Afheim Amr Lohim, Kena Yisanoig, Laki Yamta Mitzvah Sukkah Yamecha. That's not a raya, because exactly what did they say to him? They said back to him, if that's what you did, Laki Yamta Sukkah Miyamecha. So everybody say, I don't understand. Is it a machlekes mitzius? Did they say the statement or not? Did Beis Shammai, did the Zakenim say back that Lo Kiyam Tesukum Yarecha or not? Like, what happened? What were the facts? So I think our story with the Avnei Nezer could be the approach of Beis Hillel. No, they said Lo Kiyam Tesukum Yarecha. But that didn't necessarily mean that they were trying to apostle. That just meant what? They were trying to give him chizuk. You have a lot of work to do. You have a whole life to now be miskarev to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You should now envision your life that you weren't the Kayim Mitzvah Sukkah, so you charge yourself for the future, but that not necessarily is going to signal to us whether or not the halacha is like that as well. And therefore, perhaps everyone agrees the statement was made, everyone heard the recording of the statement was made, but it's two different pshatim of how to understand why the statement was said. So you see, Rabbi Yisai, that story of the Avnei Nezer and the pshat in our Mishnah of what they were trying to do with that severe statement might actually affect la halacha, how to understand the story, to not make it a machlekes mitzius. Nashim v'avonim k'tanim u'pturim min asukah. So women, slaves, and children are exempt from sukkah. Katan she'eino tzarech le'imo chayev b'sukkah. But a katan that reaches the age we saw, that doesn't need his mother anymore. Melanie Amal, exactly. Maisa v'yold v'kalosa shoshame azogin. There was a maisa that the daughter-in-law of Shammai Azaken had a child. And he opened up the roof and he put tzchach on top. I don't get it. So what? Shammai Azaken put tzchach on top of an infant? He's holding that even at such an age, you're chayev to put tzchach on? Like, what the chlal is pshat in this Mishnah?
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
Chinuch is by a kid who can receive messages and understand what he's doing. What bechlal is this story talking about? So everybody said, we have to see the Gemara that tells us what was going on. So let's wait for the Gemara in Amud Beis. Just keep that in mind, that question. Minani Mili, how do you know this? The Tanur Rabbanan, how do you know what? How do you know what? What do we bother by, Rabbi Yisai? How do you know that Nashim are exempt from Sukkah? Very fundamental Gemara, Rabbi Yisai. How do you know that women are exempt from Sukkah? The Tanur Rabbanan Ezrach, because the Pasuk says Ezrach, Kola Ezrach, Yeshu B'Sukkos. What else did we learn for Kola Ezrach, Yeshu B'Sukkos very recently, Rabbi Yisai? What? The Rabbis Zagir. What else? What did Rav Elazar learn?
You can't go to somebody else's.
What did Rabbanan learn against Rav Elazar? Kol Ezrach Yeshu B'Sukkos. Kol Yisrael Yeshu B'Sukkah Achas. That you can't be that you have to own a sukkah. Because if the Torah is saying that all of Am Yisrael will sit in one sukkah, Rashi explains what? That it's impossible that there's a Shavar Pruta that everyone owns. So obviously you can be in someone else's sukkah, and I could be Yotzei the Mitzvah. That was Chacham Meshita from that pasuk. Ezrach, what's an Ezrach? Ze Ezrach. Ha Ezrach, but it says, hey, a specific type of Ezrach. Who's a specific type of Ezrach? Means men and not women. Lahitzias haneshim. Kol, the rabbis is haktanim. But kol is to what? To be marbahu, ktanim. Anyone bothered by that? Yeah, but at a certain age, they're chayav, right? But even on the tzad that they're chayev, just speak it out, they're only chayev mitzad chinuch. And chinuch is a what? Is a drabana. And we're doing what? We're darshaning a pasuk.
We're doing that the whole darsha, the chinuch with the son, be on the son also, so maybe it's...
That's not the raisa. It's the drabana. All right, he can't be motzi me. So what's this Gemara going? What's this? So you'll see, the Gemara's going to ask this. I just want you guys to ask the question yourself. Kol Rabo sounds like it's a deraisa. How could you have a deraisa on a kata? Amar Mar Ha'ezrach Lahotzias Hanashim Lomemer De Ezrach Bein Nashim Bein Gavri. If Ha'ezrach is excluding women, Rabbi Yisai, so what's the implication? What's the implication? That Ezrach would be both men and women, right? Va'tanya Ha'ezrach L'Rabbis Hanashim. But isn't there a brisa that says Ha'ezrach is Marben Mashim? Ha'ezrachio Shechayavas Bi'inoi. That what? That the Pasuk tells us that how do you know that women are chayavis in Inoy on Yom HaKippurim, in fasting on Yom HaKippurim? Because it says Ha'ezrach. What's the Pasuk? V'esor l'chodesh tanu v'shesh chazim cho melachol osasu Ha'ezrach l'rabbos nashim. So it's the opposite. If Ha'ezrach is excluding, why is Ha'ezrach over there included? And it sounds like Ezrach would be the opposite. Whatever you're going to say Hey is coming to do, obviously the backdrop was that Ezrach was doing the opposite.
Yeah, but then that would make sense.
No, it makes no sense. Think it out. Ezrach, we're saying, means only men.
Ezrach means excluding.
That's what we're saying.
No, we said Ezrach excludes women.
So if you're including men, then you're... Then
yeah,
including women. But if you do
the Hay is doing something different.
Then you're
okay. So in Inoy and Yom Kippur and in Sukkah, you're doing opposite things. Ezrach, you're saying in Sukkah would be men and women. Ha'ezrach therefore has to come on and exclude women. But you're doing the opposite when it comes to Yom Kippur, which means the implication is that Ezrach is only including men, and Ha'ezrach is now coming to include. So it doesn't make sense. You have a stira within your halachos. Ama Ezrach Gavri Mashma. Amar Rabba, Rabba says you're right. Hilchasininu vasmechinu rabbanan akroi. It's not really a drasha from the words. It's just an asmachta, but really it's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. So then the Gemara asks, yeah, but it still doesn't make sense.
What?
Rabba told us that. So the Gemara asks, I don't understand. Amar Rabba, hilchasininu vasmechinu rabbanan akroi. What I just read.
Yeah, it's
mafta,
not
Hilchos Aninu. What does Hilchos Aninu mean?
It's
halacha. Halacha l'moshe m'sinai.
Okay.
And the psukim are just there to
so
be asmachtas.
We need the asmachta.
Oh, good. Zakhta Gemara, not only what do we need the asmachta for, it doesn't make sense. You're contradicting yourself in two areas. Hai kra v'hai hilchosa. Where's the halacha l'moshe m'sinai and where's the pasuk? V'su kra laimali hilchosa laimali. And then Sofer's question. And once you get your facts in order, why do you need a pasuk and why do you need halacha l'moshe m'sinai? Why do I not need halacha l'moshe m'sinai, not need a pasuk? I should know that women are potter. How do I know women are potter? Ha'suka mitzas aseisha azman gramayi. V'chol mitzas aseisha azman grama nashim turos. I should know this intuitively. I should know this misara. So I don't bechal understand this Gemara meikara meireisha ad seifa meseifa ad reisha. The Gemara makes no sense and it contradicts itself in two areas of halacha. So anyone who's confused, you're in good hands. Yom Kippurim, so the Gemara says Yom Kippur, I also don't need halacha Moshe and I don't need a pasuk. Why? Yom Kippurim midrav Yehuda amarav nafka. You want to know why women are chayavos in Yom Kippur? How do you know women are chayavos in Chazer? How do you know women are chayav? That's a bad example. How do you know women are chayavas in? Women are chayavas in chametz? Tough guy.
Because it's a mitzvah lotas.
Yeah.
How do you know women are chayavas in losasis?
Because the whole halacha is mitzvah.
Because of Rabbi Yehuda Amarav, which the Gemara in Kiddushin quotes. Who's Rabbi Yehuda Amarav? Listen to this. Don't forget this. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amarav, v'chein tana d'rei Yishmael Amar Kra, ish o isha. The pasuk says, "Ish o isha, hishva hakosav isha laish lechol onshin shebetera." Torah compared man to woman in all onshin shebetera. Now, Rabbi Yisai, it says lechol onshin shebetera.
No, the pasuk is "Ish o isha asher yaseh sarabi nei Hashem lekecha lavor risa."
Okay.
Yeah, saying the pasuk is talking about onshin.
So now, here's my question. So that's how we would have compared. Does eating on Yom Kippur have an onish? Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Karis.
But it's still an assay to fast.
So now, that's a good point. So for saying, do they have the mitzvah as well? Highly questionable. But the isser to eat, they clearly have. What would be the case
Let's see if you guys have good memories. What would be the case if I have a lo saseh that doesn't have an onish? Say it's a lav she'ein bo maisa.
Like?
Ain lo kin alof. You don't get malchus by a lav. No, sir.
Yeah, but it's still a lav.
How do you know that woman, Rabbi Yudah Marav, only told us l'chol onshin shebetayra? How do you know that women are obligated in that?
Ain lo kin alof doesn't mean that they don't get punished. It just means they don't get malchus. They get punished to be deshmaya.
Lo saseh is not said.
They get punished
in B'nai Shemayim. In order for me to get punished in B'nai Shemayim, the Torah has to say I have Misa B'nai Shemayim. You're saying ultimately you're not going to get it. You're going to get. That's not an onish. I mean, when he says onish, let's see what he says. He says l'chol onshin shebatayra. On both sides, do you remember a Rashi and Kedushin? Rashi and Kedushin, the Prima Gadim said, look at your notes in Kedushin in the Bekiyas Shirim. Prima Gadim held that we take this very literally. Taisus disagreed, but the Prima Gadim was medayik from Rashi that if it's a lav that doesn't have an einish, perhaps women would not taka be chayav in it, which is the literal understanding, and this Gemara would taka be a raya for that. Because you'll see. Nicer! Lav Shem Maisa, the first parak. First parak. Everyone, where was it?
Lamed Dalet
around. So look at your notes on Lamed Dalet. You'll see. And Amir Tashem, next week, we'll speak out this whole.
How could women be chayav in Nosar? They don't bring.
Sure, they have
no, they do bring our bundles, but it's the responsibility of the Kohen.